Blog Talk Radio.
Fucking sucks.
Chicks cannot hold a smoke. That's what it is.
That's the beginning of this show.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hanger. Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hanger.
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
And good evening and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And we are celebrating, I don't know, enjoying a Game 6 victory by our New York Rangers, and they are Amtraking it down to Washington, D.C. for Game 7 again for the 100th time in the last 5 years. Eddie, good evening. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm mentally exhausted. I'm physically pained. You know, after they put us through the ringer again, and we're going to back to Washington, and they're going to do it to us again, and I'm happy for the moment, but it hasn't been easy, Jim. It just hasn't been easy.
This playoff series has been as torturous as the regular season. Yes. And, you know, I was thinking about it today, right? As this game was going on, this phenomenal goaltender battle, and I was thinking, you know, if we went back to 2009 and replayed our show from when the Rangers were eliminated in that series against the Capitals, we could probably just replay that show and just overdub in new names. Because the same things that were the death of them 4 years ago are going to be the – if they don't survive this series, it's all the same things that are going to be the death of them now.
Yeah, which they've absolutely made no progress.
Right.
But I mean –
4 years later, we're still trying to get past the Washington goddamn Capitals in seven games.
And, you know, win or lose – well, listen, I'm happy they beat them tonight. It was a good victory, but you're right. A lot of things still haven't changed. You know, you try to be positive. You want our guys to do well, and you know how we feel about the coach. And you know, even if you're not on the fire towards Ben, well, you have to be a little bit frustrated with his way of coaching. But with that said, hey, why don't we deserve? We deserve to do something. What are we? We got to listen. We're playing hard. Those guys are playing hard out there. I mean, they might not have the right personnel or the right philosophy, but those guys, for the most part, I'd say 95%, maybe not 100%, are giving their all out there. Maybe not 100%. But, you know, it's funny how
100% is less. It's different than others,
right? So I root for the boys. I root for the guys. you know, the whole mentality of the team is ridiculous. But listen, I'm rooting for the guys out there, the Broussards, who are, I mean, just shining in this moment, playing like way above their heads. I even managed to praise Double D Derek Dorsett today, which I was really didn't want to like him, but he played a pretty good, decent game today. It's hard to root for guy. The guy was in the middle of it, Dorsett, kept his cool, drew penalties.
Drew blood?
And this guy is a guy that's, he's a hothead, but he's managed to keep his cool. And you know, the Cap fans can whine all they want and chirp that they didn't get a power play. They really didn't deserve one. Maybe, I don't really see it. You know, the Rangers don't take too many penalties. And there was a couple stupid capital retaliation penalties. They can't keep their cool. They want to go after Callahan. They want to go after Haglund. They're frustrated. They were up a game. If any team had to be frustrated, it should have been the Rangers. But they, that's one thing that you got to say about a John Tortorella team. You know, he's got the fear of God in him. They won't cross him because they know it's shut down bow while they go.
Right.
And there's a lot to be, I mean, Henrik Lundqvist, just on that, I mean, this guy is just all world. I mean, it's just, you want them to win just for his sake because he's got to bail them out time after time. I feel like he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's got his teammates dependent on him. The coach's job security depends on him, and he's got all us fans. 17,500, 18,000, whatever they get in the garden nowadays, and all us at home holding our breath. I'm sorry I'm going a little bit long-winded here, but really, seriously, it's like the last 2 minutes of the game, it's like duck and cover in our own zone.
Yeah.
I mean...
it was probably the last 6-7 minutes, I guess, the Rangers were just holding on for dear life. That was when the Caps really turned it on. And Derek, you get back to Derek Dorsett. I mean, the dude's got a mouthful of blood. He's sitting on the bench, gurgling blood while he's jawing at the Caps bench. How does Mike Green only get a 2-minute penalty for that?
Yeah, he should have gotten a 5-minute.
I mean, that was flagrant cross check to the face. I mean, I'm not just saying that because obviously Dorsett's a Ranger. I mean, come on. Right across the mush. The guy's spitting out, blood everywhere, gushing out of his face. 2 minutes? I mean, not that it mattered. They could have given the Rangers a 17-minute penalty. I don't know if they would have scored. But that's besides the point.
No.
And then Ovechkin boarded Girardi. Nothing called. What do you think about that play? I think that was in the second period.
I don't know if Sam and Stupid did a replay of that play. Did you watch the NBC feed?
Yes. Not the NBC feed. The CNBC feed. Otherwise known as where we stick archery during the Olympics channel. Yeah, great job by the NHL today. Or NBC, whoever's decision that is. You've got a game 6 between the Rangers and the Capitals, and they're on CNBC. CNBC. Yeah.
Well, I don't think they showed a replay of that. I may be wrong. I may have been stuck in DVR world looking to find out who made a mistake that led up to a goal, because that's what I do. I'm like, who did that? I DVR rewind it. Oh, Stroman, what are you doing? Callahan, what are you doing? It did, I didn't get a good look at it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it looked dirty. It looked like he hit him, and really, Girardi looked like he took the brunt when he hit the boards. It wasn't so much the hit. It was the boarding, I guess, from what you're saying.
Well, I mean, it looked like boarding to me. Dig deep saying he thought it was a clean hit. I don't know. I thought it crossed the line, but But hey, I'll tell you a quick funny story. We took my wife out today for dinner for Mother's Day. We go to Joe's Crab Shack, and we go walking into Joe's Crab Shack, and I said to the girl, "Can we sit in by the bar?" The girl says, "Sure, go ahead in there." And we go in, we sit down. I go walking up to the bar, and I said to the bartender, I said, "Can you do me a favor?" I said, "Can you change one of these TVs, preferably the big one in the middle, and put CNBC on?" And the bartender looks at me and says, "What the hell do you want to watch CNBC for?" I said, "Because that's where they stuck the hockey game." Guy says, "I don't even know if we get that channel." I said, "Do you have DirecTV?" He says, "Yeah." I said, "All right, hit the guide button twice, scroll down to news channels, and then you'll find it." So the guy found it and put the game on for me. So that's how I watched the last two periods at Joe's Crab Shack with no sound. But yeah, CNBC, channel 355 on DirecTV.
Yeah, they have been putting some games on there, but usually it's been on the NBC Sports Network. But what did they have on NBC Sports Network?
I believe racing was on today.
Get
I think.
The fuck out of here.
And then there
What's
was, and then I think golf was on NBC.
Wow!
So, heck of a job, wow. Ronnie. They're really, really promoting the hell out of this game, aren't they? Really getting.
Yeah.
They're really, really high-profile sport, isn't it? When they can't get billing over golf and racing.
Well,
heck of a job, Brownie.
And the only reason it's on is because the stock market's closed on the weekend.
Right.
I was half afraid that
you know, the game would go into double overtime and the Tokyo markets would open because it's already Monday over there and I'd lose the game, you know? I'd have to run out to the car and listen to it on the radio.
That's pretty funny.
You know. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, the Nikkei and the
Tokyo Financials.
Hey, Chris Kreider was in the lineup today.
Yeah, his 4 minutes of ice time. Yeah, how about it? You know what? There's part of me that I keep saying to myself, he's going to have fresh legs tomorrow night. He ought to get 15, 18 minutes of ice time tomorrow night, but it'll never happen. It'll never happen. Jesse Spector was on MSG in between periods, in between the first and second period. Jesse Spector from formerly of the Daily News, and now he's with the Sporting News. He was on with Don LaGreca, and he said, "I don't understand it." He said, "It makes no sense for a team that is struggling so badly on offense to give this guy 4 minutes of ice time, but he doesn't trust him." And if he doesn't, he basically says what we say every week. He said, "But Tortorella doesn't trust him, and if he doesn't trust you, he's not going to play you." And that's it. If you think about it, a guy with Chris Kreider's legs, as rested as he is, he could take over a game 7. These guys all playing on back-to-back nights; they're going to be tired. It could be a perfect night for a guy like Chris Kreider to shine. But you know he's only going to get 3 minutes of ice time unless he's benched for Chris Newberry.
Yeah, that's the problem. And as the game goes on, which this is why the Rangers always end up flailing at the end to hold on, is that he shortens the bench so much, everybody's too tired in the third period. The Rangers got off to a pretty good third period. And then it went into the tank real quick, like we're killing the penalty for now for 15 minutes left in the game. They go into that motion. It's because he keeps rolling three lines. He basically rolls 2.5 lines in the third period, and then it's only like 4 defensemen. So by the end of the game, these guys are dog tired. If he's rolling these guys all game long, we wouldn't have to just barely hang on or barely go into the third period with a 0-0 tie and hope that we win it in overtime when we're in Washington. If this guy would just play everybody equally, but he kills people. And it just drags it out. It's going to go 7 games, and now I don't know. It just seems like it's just ass backwards. Aaron Asham had 4 minutes and 47 seconds. I thought he had a good game. I was like, why is this guy? He's not one of these guys that torches. Like, he does, for some reason, Asham is another guy. I thought Asher made some nice plays out there. He's been pretty solid in these playoffs, I thought. He's
in his limited ice time.
Yeah, he's done what he's supposed to do. He's done what he's supposed to do. When they signed him, this is the kind of effort you're expecting. So why is he getting Chris Kreider minutes? Oh, God. He's so infuriating, this guy. But I hate to say it, Jimmy. Your boy, B. Boyle. He is, he's playing. He's playing good. He's killing them on faceoffs. I mean, he's destroying them on faceoffs.
He was 42% today on faceoffs.
Really?
Yes, sir.
All right. He sucks, this guy. I don't understand why they're playing him.
Scored a goal 57 seconds into the game the other night and then took a stupid penalty that led to the game-tying goal.
Well,
everybody's all over me when he scores that goal. Oh, I'm going to get you that number 22 jersey. And then he takes that stupid-ass penalty, and he's sitting in the box when they give up the goal, and then all of a sudden it's all this. Nothing. Nobody wants to talk about Brian. We don't talk about Brian Boyle. Next question.
All right. Now, granted, I thought the Rangers, because they had done so great on faceoffs, he was the catalyst, but I'm seeing here Stepan at 69%. Holy manolis.
Brad Richards, 100% on faceoffs in his limited ice time.
You take one? He's another guy. He got a good scoring chance, Richards. And I thought he was in Chateau Bow Wow, too.
Yeah, he's
9 minutes? 9.5 minutes?
He was mostly it seemed that Tortorella was mostly running three lines and just kind of rotating a guy in here and there into that third line. At least that's what I saw. If anybody wants to correct me, by all means, go ahead. But at least that's the way it looked to me. Like, he was, for the most part, running three lines, and occasionally he'd sprinkle in Asham or Richards. I mean, Asham got four, and I think almost about just under 5 minutes. Richards had 9.5 minutes. Looking at the rest of the report here. Hey, Boyle, 17 minutes.
He didn't get as much ice time as he usually does. And I'm surprised, because he's always out there on the power play, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, listen, I'm excited. I think the defense played pretty well. I mean, there were some breakdowns. Strolzy had a breakdown. But then Strolzy will make a catastrophic play and then make a great play. He'll make a great hit. I thought McDonough was a little shaky out there, but nothing drastic. The same with Girardi. Delzato was pretty good. John Moore, really doing well out there. I mean, he had a strong game. That's what's keeping the Rangers in this, is their defense and especially their goaltending. They did have more offensive push. Again, at home, you know, they did were coming at the Caps, and I think Holtby really had to make some of the toughest saves of the series in this game. It's tough to say. They've come out so limp offensively in Washington. This is my feeling. I'm going to say it now, and I really feel like this game is going to be one of those games that it's going to be over quickly. I think it's something's going to break, and it's either going to be Rangers, you know, get 3-0 lead, or the Caps get a 3-0 lead, and it's just like a 4-1 game. I don't think these teams have any more overtime left in them.
Completely disagree with you. This tomorrow night's game is going to drag out as long as possible. This game might go 5 overtimes, nothing. 12 power plays on each side. I think this game will go well into Tuesday.
Okay, I really think it's going to be the dam is going to break on this one.
You think safe as death tomorrow night? Chris Kreider, 24 minutes of ice time.
Oh, I can't see that happen.
Skating with Brassard.
That only happens if they go on like 6-0 after 2. Then Kreider gets playing time.
Oh, okay.
I don't see Chris Kreider ever playing. It was great because he was banished to the fourth line, but Richards was on the fourth line. I think, oh, great, Kreider's finally got somebody to play with that's the center. I mean, to me, I was like, over Boyle or, whatever fuck the guy that got out there with him usually. I'm like, oh, great. You know, Kreider at least, even the out of shape, mentally deficient Brad Richards, even the ghost of Brad Richards' past, at least that's an upgrade from what he usually plays with. But again, as the game wore on, did he even play Kreider in the third period? If he had 4 minutes of playing time, how much playing time did he have?
I haven't looked at the time on ice report, but I think he had one shift early in the third period. And here's a stat for you. In his last five elimination games dating back to Game 6 of the 2012 Eastern Conference quarterfinals, Henrik Lundqvist is 4-1 with a 1.40 goals against and a .947 save percentage.
Wow.
So the only loss being, I get the loss to the Devils.
Right.
Right, okay. Not bad. Not too shabby.
When Adam Henrique scored, right? Is that the
right
from last year?
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's going to be... no one has given me an answer about Blue Shirt Underground. Steve Rogers, you want to know something? Former pitcher for the Montreal Expos? The Spaceman? No, that was he the Spaceman, Steve Rogers?
No, that was Bill Lee.
Bill Lee, that's right. What's the question, Steve?
Go ahead,
we're
Steve.
We're all waiting.
We're listening.
What is your romantic query, Steve?
Ask your question.
Come on, go ahead. Give me your question.
Shoot.
What's the question, Steve? Let's go.
If I was a refugee from there, I have no idea what it means, Blue Shirts United. I don't know what that is.
I have no... are you a Tom Petty reference? I'm a refugee. I have no idea what it means. Blue Shirts United? Blue Shirts Underground. Blue Shirts United is fucking sucks. It's a subscription service run by James Dolan and the Rangers.
Bah.
Bash, eh? You're killing me out here.
Dig Deep says you're the worst Captain America and Expos pitcher ever.
Yeah. You're killing me. So listen, it was a big win. I'm glad for the fans. I mean, really. But, you know, same old shit. You can't, how many times can you run down the same exact home win?
Right.
But, I mean, listen, this is what you could have done this for games 3, 4, and now 6.
From 3 years ago.
We're still playing the same team, getting the same results, going to the same overtimes, doing the whole thing, doing the same dance over and over again.
Just dump in new names.
It's Groundhog Day. So, I mean, I give big kudos. Again, I said Broussard played really well. How'd you like when the fans started chanting, shoot the puck?
That's great.
Did you hear what Boyle said between periods?
No, I didn't.
He said,
Lily.
We hear you, and we try to, but it keeps getting blocked. And I'm like, that's the problem, you moron. Get him on net.
Darn.
Well, they really, because it was funny because Zuccarello is the one that passed up the shot, and they started chanting over there. And then after that, Zuccarello, every time he took the puck, he fired it. But. And in the post game, which went on for about 9 hours on MSG, I mean, I guess they couldn't get Serpico up and running for the remaining airtime tonight. So they had like a 20-hour post game. And Zuccarello said, basically, we forget about this game and it's a whole new game tomorrow. And usually they say that and I don't believe them. But he's like, you know, we don't think about the games we lost in Washington before. It's a whole new entity. You know, we want to win that game, and And he also said that Henrik is the best goalie he's ever seen. Best goalie in the world. I wish they would give him more support. Imagine what they would do if they had a 4-1 lead. Rangers big win. I don't know what it is about Madison Square Garden that allows them to skate forward and up the ice. That's another thing that works to their advantage. When they're trying to hold that lead, the ice is so bad for the Capitals. If that puck is bouncing, I mean, it can work against you, you know, by going to the net, but it's hard to complete passes when that ice is so terrible. Oh, so it was a big win. Am I, I'm psyched for Game 7, but you know how it's going to be.
1-0, quadruple overtime.
I hope I'm wrong, because I got a feeling if it does turn out to be over early, it's going to be over early in the Caps' favor, which I don't want. But I also don't want to go to 0-0 triple overtime, because I'm not watching it. I'm telling you right now, I got a 1 overtime limit. That's it.
That's it, huh?
I've had enough. You'll have to text me whether they win or not. I can't take it. In the last game,
you're like sitting through roots again.
Yeah, but it was like root canal. I was sitting at this friend's house watching it. I was trying to induce a diabetic coma by eating as many donuts as I could in order to not see the overtime. I wanted to be wheeled out there by an ambulance rather than watch this torturous overtime where Mike Ribeiro, also known as Skinny Pete for you Breaking Bad fans, scored that goal, man. That was really... Now, did you witness that debacle?
Yes.
How do you feel about that one? Anything thrown? Anything broken?
No, I was in public watching that game.
How about you people in the chat room? How did you feel after that one when Skinny Pete scored on us? Deep says, I hate Mike Ribeiro. It's funny that his name has rib in it, because that's all you see with that guy. He's on some kind of methamphetamine. I'm pretty sure Skinny Pete. So, can I make that as a new media journalist, that accusation that he's on methamphetamine?
Sure.
They got to cover that guy, too.
Wow, Toronto ahead of Boston. It looks like they're going to Game 7.
What's the score up there?
2-0 with 8 minutes left in the third period.
Will this affect the time that the Ranger game starts tomorrow night?
It might affect the channel. The Rangers might be on oxygen tomorrow night. They might be on the logo channel.
Man, I got to tell you, it's...
They'll be on the Ocho.
The Ocho, probably. They're on Fox News tomorrow.
Yeah, well, what other channels does NBC own? Oh, they own Bravo? Maybe they'll be on Bravo tomorrow night. I know they own a whole... When the Olympics are on, they're on like...
Gay enough.
What?
You know, even though they're not gay enough, the Rangers. Even the Rangers aren't gay enough, Bravo.
Not with Ava on.
That's true. We had to go. We need Avery back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I also want to chastise this fan base. Not the brilliant people that are here in the chat room listening at home. But you morons who think it's real cute to put Rick Nash on a milk carton, give it a break. I don't want anybody turning on. After a loss, it's like you guys want to just kill everybody on the team. We got to rally together. I don't want people, you know, throwing people under the bus. I mean, anybody who's got a lick of sense knows that Rick Nash is hurt or was hurt. He looked a little bit better today. But I got to tell you something about Rick Nash. And, you know, I guess I'm throwing him under the bus by this criticism. But, hey, listen, I'm not coming up with some Photoshop wizardry in order to make my point. He holds on to the puck way too long. He's got to give that puck up. You're not in Columbus. There's people to pass through somewhere, probably back in your defensive zone. But still, You're holding on to the puck way too long, Rick. And you got to shoot. You can't get make a move and then just try to go across. None of that. So he's holds on to the puck too long. He did it today, but then he made a nice play to get the puck back. So, you know, but they must be doing something. They must be covering him. He doesn't seem to be getting as many opportunities. I mean, I mean, how do you feel about him? What do you think? Do you think maybe that some of these guys, he might be hurt? I mean, how do you feel about people getting on? Listen, we've certainly gotten off Brian Boyle, but I'll tell you, I think Brian Boyle's played a decent playoff. He sucks, and the coach plays him way too much, but Brian Boyle's had a decent playoff. I'm going to say he's had a good playoff because I'm really not afraid of you tonight.
He's fine. Brian Boyle's just fine. He's fine. Nash,
now what about
I don't think Nash is healthy. I don't think he's completely healthy. He's been double-teamed. And you know what pisses me off is that, you know how Nash, he makes that move in the offensive zone where he's skating backwards with the puck? And
yeah.
Then he'll make that move at the last second. Well, all year long, you know, a lot of us were seeing that for the first time. And we thought that was like the greatest thing ever. You know, he skated it backwards, he'd turn around, he'd score, he'd make a nice pass, and we all thought it was wonderful. He did it the other night, and I saw some people were saying, what's with that backwards move he makes? That's just stupid. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? Leave Rick Nash alone. Get off his back. It's a tight series. These games are all being decided by one goal. I don't think he's completely healthy. Just get off his back.
That's another thing. How come our superstars always get hurt in the playoffs? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
like Brian Boyle.
John Tavares is getting goals. He's all healthy. He's getting circles around people. We get a guy, he's hurt. He got hurt. I wonder if Nash hurt himself when he banged himself into the boards in game 3, checking the boards.
Meanwhile, Mark Stahl's walking around a street fair on 69th Avenue or 69th Street in Broadway this morning. That was how we knew he wasn't playing. One of the guys in our Facebook group posted a picture. Hey, I just ran into Mark Stahl. Well, it's 11 o'clock on a game day. I don't think he's playing, huh?
I have to tell you, though. You know, Mark Stahl, if you go to a freaking street fair, you can lace him up. All right? You want to eat hot dogs and fries on my dime?
He was wearing sunglasses.
Well, it was sunny out.
Oh, was it? I thought it was maybe to protect the eye.
Get in there, Marky. Nah. Marky.
Eddie Layton's here tonight.
Eddie the Limo Late?
Eddie the Limo Late.
How about the criticism that's come down on the captain?
Unfair. I'll never criticize the captain.
Well, look at the stat sheets, my friend.
No, he does things that don't show up on stat sheets. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
I mean, it does show up on stat sheets.
Well, that'd be nice, but I'm not going to criticize Ryan Callahan. It's not going to happen.
You're not
going to goad me into it, Geico.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying I say that Callahan deserves any criticism, but... say they lose this series, he goes without a goal. I mean, doesn't this, you know, he's one of the guys we rely on to score.
Agreed, but it's not, you know, I'm not getting on Ryan Callahan.
Well, I'll tell you what I think Ryan Callahan has succeeded in doing. He has gotten under every, when I say every, I mean every capital defenseman. He has got under their skin. Because he is in their face, causing, and in Dorsett too, or Dorsett, however you want to put the accent on it. He's done a lot of that too, and I really think that he is, not just Erskine. He's done it to everybody, Digger. I'm calling him Digger. Diggs, that's what Tortorella would call him. I think he's done it with everybody.
Diggsy,
you even took Diggsy, you even. Pisey. I love when Micheletti said, Pisey has a lot of playoff experience. Yeah, what, Jake waiting to get his hand shook at the end of the series? I mean, really. Pisey, really, he is so slow. But that line was their best line, I thought, right? I thought it was Boyle, Pyatt, and was it Dorsett, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it was their best line, I thought. That would be cray-cray. So you never know what's going to go on. I mean, yeah. We got Henrik Lundqvist. You're ahead of the game right there when you go into a game 7.
Right.
You know the goaltending is going to be stellar. And I thought Holtby played pretty good tonight. But those saves that Henrik made in the last minute or so were just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, do you think Mike Greenmaker got suspended by Shanahan for his cross check to the face? Will they review that?
No.
Come on, I'm looking for anything here. How about, what's his face for his punching after the buzzer there? What was it? Brower, I think.
Brower, Carlson, and Brower, Carlson, Girardi, and Stepan were all given penalties at the final whistle at the end of the game.
I seen Brower doing some. What was up with Duguay today? Oh, you didn't see Duguay.
I saw a screenshot of the jacket he was wearing. It's a buffoon. You know, I mean, well, you know, I shouldn't say that. Because when you can just listen to him break, you know, when you don't have to look at him and you can just hear his voice, I mean, the guy obviously knows what he's talking about. And he gives some pretty good insight. But to have to look at him with that mahogany-colored hair and those ridiculous jackets, it's just impossible to take him seriously. Because I'm just all I see is this the buffoon. Do-do-do-do-do-do-gay, goodbye. Your jackets make me want to cry. Never won a cup, but your jackets fucking suck. Do-do-do-gay, goodbye.
Mario Morgado said he looks like Don Cherry's daughter.
Diggsy just said I had the best use of the word mahogany ever.
Nice.
Actually, great I don't movie. Think I could top Paulie Walnuts. Let's go downstairs and check out the mahogany. And then they killed Big Pussy.
Oh, my God. Well, I just know we've got a big task ahead of us. And who designed this back-to-back night, 6 and 7? This is another nonsensical thing. I could see this happen in the late 70s when, you know. I don't know.
I'm all right with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think,
out there and play.
Whose advantage do you think it works to?
Honestly, the way. I don't know. You know, maybe, probably nobody. I mean, first of all, it's a short trip. I mean, it's an Amtrak, you know, it's an hour and a half Amtrak ride. So, we're not talking about a tremendous amount of travel or, you know. So, I don't think there's any advantage to be had there by either team. Today's game, if today's game had gone like triple overtime and the Rangers had won, you know, that might have been a little different. Or if the Caps had blown a big lead in this game, I don't think there's any advantage to either team. Let's get out there and play. The advantage would be Chris Kreider because he's got fresh legs, the type of game he can dominate.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-gay goodbye.
When it comes to
Adam Oates, actually, I call him a Romulan, though. We haven't talked about it tonight. That guy's just freaky looking. I don't know what's more unnatural, his plastic surgery or his hair color. I mean, he's just absolutely ridiculous looking. His hair is like this odd brown, black, orange hybrid. I mean, he's got these high cheekbones, and he's got, I mean, he's got waxed eyebrows. I mean, come on.
He looks like he belongs to, like, Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous how he looks. He's garish.
He just looks like some old-time Hollywood actor had bad plastic surgery or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he kind of looks, he's like Tony Curtis at the end of his life or something.
Or like Liberace's lover or something. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying at this point.
Like Big Edge.
What are you, a nut?
You are a nut?
All right, so let's go to the phones here.
All right. From a cat house in Las Vegas. Justin, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
How's Las Vegas?
Going good. We're in the hotel room smoking some cigars and hanging out.
Sound like you're smoking something else.
Yeah, well, I might be.
Now, what hotel are you staying at?
Whit Harris.
Motel 6.
Now, Harris.
At Harris.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was reading in the game thread on the Facebook, you were just a couple things. I saw you like fire torts, fuck torts. have you come around to the way of torts' thinking, the way to win?
No.
I was only joking.
Read you some of the messages I get from Justin during the game.
No, you know what's funny? You mentioned that Adam Oates belonged to Madame Tussauds. I just walked by there like 5 minutes ago.
You should go in there and say, where's the Adam Oates display?
Oh, wait, he's on the TV.
Nick Tertilli. Dorsett is just like Avery, to which Keith McElroy replies, except Dorsett doesn't suck dick. Big difference. Nick Tertilli, the Rangers power play looks like a bunch of retards trying to hump a football.
That power play is disgraceful. I think it may be the worst power play ever in the history of NHL hockey. That 5-on-3? Oh.
That was awful.
I mean, think about what a momentum shift it could be if they actually could get a power play goal. I think it's at 8% now. I'm pretty sure, Maddie. I'm not. 8%.
Were we 2 for 24?
I think it's 2 for 24 or 2 for 25.
Something like that for the series. Yeah, it's horrendous. Do-do-do-do-do.
Honestly, what I can't understand why they refused to make the cross ice pass. I don't know if you guys saw, but on the first maybe two or three times we had the puck, there was a cross ice pass available. Basically, the whole power play, and they just refused to make it. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense to me. Go ahead.
I noticed that they try to work it to the point all the time. And they have nobody who can shoot at the point. They always have two forwards who don't have good shots. Or if they have a defenseman, it's either Girardi, who doesn't have a good shot, or Delzato, who's got a decent shot. But they seem to kind of always want to work it to that point, and nobody has a shot over there.
No. Delzato does. He just can't hit the net.
I mean, it's disgusting. And you would think, after, you know, so much futility, you would change the personnel on it.
No,
hey, how about throwing Kreider out there? You don't trust Kreider? Fine.
We don't make adjustments.
That's what I said during the game. I was like, if my personal opinion, I would have more Nash, Broussard, Stepan, and Kreider out there. Or not Kreider. Who else? Nash, Stepan, Moore.
Duguay.
Ron Duguay.
Leach.
Mark Messier.
Zubov. Lucien Deblois.
Anyways, why is I can't understand the reason we still have Brian Boyle out on the ice in the power play.
Torts will not negotiate with terrorists. Kaborik said, is it Kaborik? Oh, Kabonk, I'm sorry. The Rangers power play looks like the old electronic football games where the players just vibrate on the field.
They just go in random directions.
What do you guys think about Rick Nash being placed in front of the net, just screening the goalie?
Crazy.
How does that make any fucking sense at all? Our most skilled forward is standing in front of the net, screening the goalie.
They have no clue. Any coach, every coach, you make adjustments. This guy doesn't make any adjustments. He keeps throwing the same shit out there.
I think he's so stubborn that he thinks it eventually has to work.
Just like Girardi's goal. It had to happen. I mean, we had to wait 55 games for him to get a second power play point. But it happened, so he's right. I'm right.
Yeah, what's the Kreider? What's the deal with his ice time? I mean, come on.
What's the deal with Chris Kreider's ice time?
He doesn't like him.
He can't get a penalty. He can't get on the power play. What's the deal with Chris Kreider? He's not in the circle of trust. I don't understand.
Kreider is not stiff on the wall.
And he won't play. You know, it's so stupid that he won't play him just because he makes defensive mistakes. Don't they have enough guys that are good defensively that can kind of cover for Chris Kreider should we run into a problem? I mean, just
no,
think of...
No, we have
just,
to turtle.
If Wayne Gretzky had played for this idiot, he would have been... We'd have got 3 minutes of ice time. He's not good on the wall.
Kreider is not good on the wall.
What's the deal with Chris Kreider?
I can't take the bumbling buffoon that keeps falling all over the ice. Jim said it best earlier during the game. He called him a semi-functional retard.
Listen, let's not bash a retard like that.
What's the deal with Brian Boyle being a semi-functional retard? All right, Justin, I'm going to let you get back to your hookers and your crack and whatever it is you're doing up there, and have fun. And,
my buddy's snorting blow off a hooker's ass right now, so.
Excellent. Look at you. You really know how to party.
I'm going to go strangle her now. Talk to you guys later.
Take care.
Take care, man.
Bye.
How come he was his most animated when he talked about the hookers? Did you notice that?
Yeah, he came. He's all creative and stuff.
Well, I don't know what's going on with the Rangers, and I don't know how much more of this I can take. Oh, but I got some hookers. It's a blowin'. All right, I got to go, fellas.
Wow. So, well, that's it. I don't know. Bitch about the power play. Rangers hang on. I mean, it's the same thing night after night.
Oh, absolutely. As long as we're having fun.
Yeah, and I just can't say enough. Henrik Lundqvist is a god. He is the best goalie the Rangers have ever had. Now I'm convinced. I've seen enough playoff hockey to tell you that not one... I love Mike Richter, but he could not take this deluge the way this guy does. These close-in shots that are just like... I mean, he stopped Ovechkin like 3 times. And Ovechkin did not have a bad game today, folks. Ovechkin had a pretty good game. He was not the guy he was in the previous 3. He came to play today.
What? I'm laughing at Mr. French in the chat room. He makes a great point. I say this all the time. Where the hell do all the peanut allergies come from? 40 years ago, nobody was allergic to peanuts. Now my daughter can't even take a peanut butter sandwich to school for lunch.
Yeah, you can't take nothing. They wipe down the desks and everything.
crazy. What's the crazy
what's
the
world
deal
we
with
live?
Peanut allergies?
I mean,
everybody's allergic.
I mean, are they allergic to crunchy? Or who?
I don't know. I'm not.
You want to talk to Tony?
Let's see what Jumpin' Joe has to say.
All right. Hold on, what's this?
Speaking of some pain there, looking more and more like Islander fans will feel the pain when this team leaves in 3 years, possibly. The Quebec...
Yeah. I didn't know what clip that was. Mr. Catroni.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on?
I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to... It's a lot easier to deal with them going into overtime when you don't watch the game. I was in the movie theater Friday night watching Iron Man, and I was checking my phone in hopes to see a 2-1 win the other way, but it's a lot less stressful.
How was Iron Man?
It was okay. First half was so-so. It got better. By the way, Toronto beat Boston, so the tomorrow night schedule came out. Toronto and Boston are on NBC Sports Network at 7.
And the Rangers and the are Rangers, on what, Univision?
Rangers and Capitals are on at 5 on the Hallmark Channel.
Right after tonight, Little House on the Prairie.
Tonight,
yeah.
A very special hockey game.
And the pregame's hosted by... by Oxygen.
By Oxygen. Yeah. Oprah's going to do the pregame show.
I actually saw the Rangers game today. I live in, like you guys know, I live in Nashville. I get blacked out on, well, so does everybody really, except if I guess you live in New York, you get blacked out on the MSC feed and you're stuck with the NBC telecasts. But I got the Rangers game today on MSG. You got Jim, you got it on CNBC?
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know. Maybe it was broadcast on both. Maybe it was open on both because it was on CNBC. If it goes on to NBC Sports Network, then you get the blackout. But today it wasn't blackout.
Yeah. Well, Joe, we don't like to use the word blackout in this PC culture. It's Afro-Americaned out.
Afro-American? What?
I think blackout was better. Well, what do you say? What's the PC thing for black now?
African-American, isn't it? Even though most of them didn't come from Africa.
I said Afro-American. What's the difference?
Exactly.
Well, all I'm saying is it wasn't black. It wasn't Negroed out.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, it wasn't blacked out today on MSG, and probably because of the fact that CNBC, if a show's stuck on CNBC, then the local market, doesn't get blacked out. And so I was able to see it on MSG, Sammy.
Well, we sure does hope y'all's enjoying the Blue Shirt Underground radios tonight.
And by the way, getting back to who has the advantage, I'm kind of with Jim. I don't think anyone really does, but I would probably give it to the Rangers just because they won. Other than that, and it's short and, It's just unbelievable that they can't win in Washington in the playoffs. Like they said after the game tonight, they've lost 10 of 11 in Washington in the playoffs, and that's a terrible statistic. And that's with all different players at all different years. It's like, come on. I mean, this was my biggest beef, and I posted on the Facebook page. It's like, okay, we did exactly what we wanted to do the other night. We couldn't have written it better. Right, game five on the road, and you get a quick goal. Hagelin gets the breakaway. That's two games now in this series that he's had a breakaway. When we were up 1-0, and he hasn't scored. He scores and makes it 2-0. It's a little bit different of a complexion on the game, and unfortunately, that combined with the fact that our power play is like electric football. It's nonsense. So. He's got 5, 10 yards. No, he's going back. Loss of 20.
Go the other way, you idiot.
By the way, don't kid yourself. Electric football became very popular again. There's leagues and everything. People make boards and tables for them, and yeah, it's crazy.
Ass clown.
Who's playing those?
Evidently, a lot of people. There's electric football leagues.
I see rod hockey leagues and all stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You go on eBay and you can buy the stickers. Not only the numbers, but you can buy like certain team years, and you get all the names of all the players in this very tiny little sticker that you put on their shoulders on the backs of the players. It's hysterical. It's crazy.
I know. So I don't know, Joe. Where do you? What's your prediction? Give me a prediction. Give me
I felt good about the Rangers in the series, and I didn't think it was over after two, and it wound up being that was the case. I don't know what it is with them not being able to win in Washington. But that being said, Game 7, the cliche comes out. But anything can happen. So if that's the case, I like our chances of winning. I just can't stand these 2-1, 1-0 hockey games. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of them. It's just ridiculous. It's unbelievable. But
Live another day,
then everybody held serve. And that's the way it's gone this series, and hopefully we can break them tomorrow.
Did you shed a tear that Thomas Hickey and Brian Strait were sent packing last night on a buffoon goal by Nabokov? Or was that a buffoon goal or a good shot?
I watched the overtime. I wasn't sitting there nervous or anything. I was just watching. Pittsburgh's lucky. They always win in overtime, those pricks. I knew it was coming.
We'll be on.
Evidently, the Islanders, taking it?
Yeah.
Yeah, evidently the Islanders took a lap around the ice like they had won the cup.
Yeah.
Salute their fans.
This is their fan base. Oh, you guys rock. We're giving us those two wins in the first round. We love you. We're getting better. Oh, wait. You guys are moving to Brooklyn?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, where are you going?
Because of some pain there, looking more like Islander fans.
They suck. Nothing but death to them.
Screw them.
Taking a lap around and Capuano, like they lost Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. I'm proud of my boys.
Fred Flintstone.
If it wasn't for Marc-Andre Fleury, they would have won one game.
Yeah.
Hey, right, forever.
I got you, but good talking to you. And,
all right, Joe.
We hope we come out of this victorious.
All right. Take care, Joe.
All right, Joe. Please.
Take care.
All right. Good night.
All right, well, that's it, boys and girls. Short but sweet.
That's it?
I want to watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, it's 10:30 on your side of the earth. All right.
But I wanted to, including Steve Rogers, who asked questions we had no answers to because we couldn't discern them, what the hell it was.
And now
he's quoting a Partridge Family song, isn't he? I don't know.
Johnny Cash.
I thought he was doing that. We could make the whole world brighter. Anyway.
All right. So.
Thanks for joining us. What are we going to do? Are we going to do a celebration if they win and go on late? Or are we going to do a funeral on Tuesday?
What do you want to do? How do you want to play it? I mean, because the game, it could be real late tomorrow night.
It's going to be over early. Rangers 5-1.
Five goals. Getting 5 goals on the road. Going to score more goals on the road tomorrow night than they've scored in this entire series.
They only have 2. I don't know what the score is, but I would, if the Rangers win in 7 games, I would think we would have to come on the air. I mean, fans would love us. Or do you want to take a break?
No. That's fine. So the game's at 8 tomorrow night, so it if it's a regulation game, it should be over by 11 your time. So how about the nearest 15-minute, yeah, we'll say the nearest 15-minute increment to the game ending, we'll come on the air. How about that? We'll try and get on the air 15 minutes after the game ends.
Okay.
Is
now,
that win or lose?
No, I think if they lose, we need a day.
If they lose, we'll see you in August.
Yeah, no.
If they lose, join us next week for the big Blue K Green Power Hour, where we will recap the draft.
Well, it depends how they lose, too. If it's a heartbreaking loss, I'm not going to want to come on for like a week.
What do you want to make, a graph? If the Rangers lose by 3, the show will be in 4 days. If the Rangers lose in triple overtime.
We can make an app out of that. It's the Blue Shirt on the Ground app. 7-game. Okay. So, yeah, that's how we'll say. Rangers are going to win. What are we saying? Lose. I'm not thinking about it.
If they win, we'll be on with a celebration after tomorrow night. If they do not win, check the Facebook for our next show.
That's the way it's going to work.
We love you.
We love you. Thanks for joining us. Good night.
Good night, everybody.